from San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Monday, August 19th, 2019, and it is 4:49 p.m. when I'm recording this episode, and I just opened my first beer of the day. This is a Pacifica in the can. Take a sip of this fine Pacifica. Oh, the first sip of the day is always the best. Well, I just now walked in the door. I'm doing the show on the phone. By the way, this is day 19 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. I put the phone in my back pocket here. I'm using the Backpack app. Hopefully, I will not activate any sound files. If I do, I apologize. I'm in my backyard. I just walked in the door from a 4.5-hour drive from the house in the mountains in Douglas City. Oh, what a weekend it was. First weekend that my wife actually stayed a day with me. She's still up there. And I left this morning about 11 a.m. I'm in the backyard watering my plants. I'm in the backyard here. I have some thyme growing here. I have another planter thing here with the plants are not doing that great right now, but I have some oregano that's just gone crazy. Some more thyme in this thing. I have some green onions growing. And over here is a dismal blueberry bush that is just not doing well at all. And over here, some rosemary that's growing great. About to pull over the grill here. Oh, okay. Hold on a second. And I will tell you about the rest of the time, the last night of my stay in Douglas City in the mountain house. I'm opening up my greenhouse here. Oh, shit. See? Yeah. It's funny stuff. All right. Oh. I just got the greenhouse put back together because we had some storms this past year and it blew my greenhouse down like the Three Little Pigs. So I had to completely rebuild it and reinforce it. And I found, I lost everything in it, but I noticed that some tomatoes were still like growing in the thing, or like some tiny little tomato seedlings. So I redid them, put some potting soil down, and also laid some radish seeds down. The tomatoes are doing great. The thing is like growing out of control now. And I'm not sure what is weeds and what is radishes. I can tell what is tomatoes, but I'm not sure the difference between weeds and radishes. So I'm gonna have to get my wife to help me when she comes back. But it's doing well. So there you go. I just got back. I finished watering the plants. I'm going to close this thing. I also have a lemon tree back here, which is about dead. So last night was the first night that the wife, me, and the dog stayed at the house in the mountains. As I told you before, I looked on the trail cam, and there were a pack of dogs on the trail cam on the first night that I put it out in the driveway. And well, the dogs met two of the dogs from across the street, and let's just say that words were exchanged between dogs in dog language, and they weren't too friendly. And last night, I had this dream. First of all, the dogs were really confused and didn't know where they were, and one of them in particular was just being a complete asshole and was up all night crying, and they all got up in the middle of the night and started barking at something outside. And I woke up and tried to stop them from barking. I didn't see anything out. I'm assuming it was a gang of dogs in the trail cam that were coming up to visit again. and the dogs were going crazy. And in my, I started dreaming. I know this is stupid, but I'm talking about this on the Dog Days of Podcasting about my dogs and then the irony and whatever. But anyway, I'm telling you anyway. So I had this dream last night that all my dogs got out of the house, and outside the house were hundreds of dogs. And dogs kept running back in the house, and none of those dogs were my dogs, and I lost all of my dogs. I woke up about 5:30 in a sweat and dying of thirst. So went back to sleep for about 30 minutes, woke up at 6, and this morning we're walking the dogs. We walked them up the back of the hill, so if I could check my game camera, the trail cam, to see what was on it, because I put it in a different place, and I wanted to see if there was any more wildlife that showed up. Well, nothing. No wildlife showed up. So anyway, we're walking the dogs. We walked back down, and we decided to walk down the street. And the two of the dogs from across the street in that dog gang were there. They were being very polite and not barking, although my dogs were barking. And we started walking down the street. We see two other dogs come and look like tough dogs. They look like feral dogs, although I'm sure they were not feral dogs. And they were walking towards us. And we looked at them and said, you know, we should probably not walk this way because these dogs don't look like they're being too friendly. And our dogs were barking like crazy. So we walked back, and these dogs start following us. And then the other two dogs from across the street joined together with these other two dogs, like it really was a dog gang. And we're pulling our dogs back, and they're following us up to the house. Fortunately, our dogs are pussies, and they ran in the house, and then the other dogs like just stood there and you better run, motherfuckers. So we had a little encounter with a gang of dogs. I think these dogs are kind of borderline pets and borderline feral dogs. I mean, because they're running around at 2:15 in the morning. That's what the time it said on my trail cam. At 2:15 in the morning, coming in our yard, crapping in the yard, and just causing havoc at 2:15 in the morning. Maybe they're chasing animals, because that's when the animals are supposedly active, but yeah. So that was a little, not much of an adventure with dogs, but it was how my night went. One thing to note about sleeping on an air mattress with your wife and four dogs, it doesn't work out too well. The air mattress kind of loses some air, and so I didn't sleep that well. At 4:56 p.m. right now, I could lay down and fall asleep, and I think I'm going to drink a couple more Tecates, maybe do just that. Let me take another sip of this, Pacificos. Ah, that's what I drank up in the Mountain House. Did find out about a bunch of Facebook groups that are related to where we live. And on the way up there, I met a, I had to stop on the way back because they were doing road construction, and they would stop, only let one lane go at a time. So you had to sit there for 15 minutes and wait for the oncoming traffic to go through. And then they would let the other direction go through. The guy who was holding the stop sign, telling people, directing traffic, walked up to me and saw my paint sign on my truck and said he needed some painting done at his place over near Weaverville. And he said that there are only two paint contractors in Weaverville, and one of them, the best one, lives in his van. And he's unreliable. So he asked for my card and said he was going to call me to do some paint estimates. So who knows? Maybe I will, my company will take root up in the Trinity Alps, and I can be there full time. That would be amazingly awesome, because I did not want to leave there this morning. It was so freaking peaceful. And here I am back in San Francisco. At least the weather's cool, but the traffic sucked, and it is a shithole. But I had a good time up in the mountains. I still cannot believe we got this place. It is just beyond my wildest dreams. So, all right, that's it for today, friends. I'm going to try to do a long show later on this week. I'll be there in a second, Brian. And in the meantime, you're getting a short show today. All right, I'm going to close out with a song that's probably, I guess, in keeping with the subject, the dog days and about my dogs. This is The Angels, an acoustic version of The Dogs Are Talking. Dogs Are Talking was on Beyond Salvation, which is a great album. This is a bootleg acoustic version of that song called Dogs Are Talking. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends. Rockandrollgeek.com, Facebook group, Rock and Roll Geek Show, closed group. You have to answer two questions so I know you're not a gang of dogs trying to infiltrate the rock talk. And find me on Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek, Don't Ask. Thank you for the donations. Please keep the donations coming, friends, because without your donations, this show would die horrible, putrid, getting attacked by a pack of feral dogs at 2:15 in the morning kind of death. I will talk to you tomorrow, friends.
We played in a prison once, and they asked us to dedicate this song to the guys in D Division. D Division is where they keep the perverts, the child molesters, and the guys who dob on each other. In D Division, they're called dogs. There comes a time in a young girl's life when she first meets a man. There comes a time in a young girl's life when she becomes a woman.
Highway number 19, moonshine and bright. She's been my dream.
If it's ever gonna happen, it'll happen tonight. Talk to me, talk to me. Tell me what you're gonna do. Come to me, come to me. Are we gonna see it through? So you got a reputation. Well, I do too. All across the nation. With the jelly roll skin. Love maker, ain't you gonna let me in? Back up the back seat, you know you gotta listen. Body heat, don't stop now, don't stop, don't stop. Dogs are talking.
Thank you. And that brings us to the end of our musical interlude. Thank you for coming.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.